I'm here with Carl, Tomo and Danny. Well, you got what you deserve tonight, Carl.
I think so, Rob. I think we could have even shaded the game, really. I thought we knew we were up against a good side, a side that was brimming with confidence, that bit of arrogance, that bit of entitlement about them, which I recognise that from us when we were flying high. That's part of being confident and being in a good place as a club and a team. We set up out of a low block and we're prepared to let them have the ball, play on the counter a little bit. And it disappointing we conceded the goal when we probably had done really, really well. And the game started to slow down and got a little bit stretched. And then it gave us our moments to kind of try and take control ourselves. And I thought we created lots of openings, lots of good, exciting counter-attacking play. I thought we looked after the ball a lot better tonight, although there's a lot of room for improvement there where, you know, we'll be looking to work on, and Danny will be talking to the lads about that, being a top midfielder himself and what he wants to see from them. And it was a good performance, and I hope, we just talked to the lads about mentality. We spoke about it before the game, we spoke about it again after the game, that this has to be the start now of some consistency. Because we've shown before now that we're capable of that, and for every really good performance, that was another one on the list. We've called the two Calcer games, the Heena game, the Lichfield game, you know, the Kimberley second half. You know, for every one of those, there's been an absolute horror show, and we cannot keep swinging from one to the other. And it's going to be about mentality, you know. And if we can come back Saturday refreshed and rejuvenated, and take what we've done today into Saturday's game, I think we've got a chance to get our season up and running. But we'll know on Saturday.
Tomo, there was one or two standout performances. I can think of Dylan, Nathan, Will Robinson. They were all on top form tonight.
Yeah, I think the whole side, really. I've just said in there to Nathan, I've actually said to Nathan, for me, that's the best game I've seen him play for us. Absolutely. Since we've been here. Obviously, he was here last year, and I couldn't comment on last year. But for us, that's his best game for us this year. Oops. and he's been dynamite. But yeah, I mean, all over the park, you know. The centre forward, he's come in, he's held the ball up for it. We look a different team when we can play off him, you know what I mean? And as I said, but you know, like Louis at the back defensively, Robbo, like you say, Harrison, we just look tonight, we've looked a good side, and we've grown into the game. And you know, and let's be honest, we finished the stronger of the team, you know, the two teams. I think we finished the stronger of the two teams. You know, they've had a lot of possession first half, which we've purposely let them have. But I think second half, they've played into hands a little bit because they've gone long. Mm. They've run out of ideas. And as I say, I think tactically we've got it right. You know, we changed system from first half to second half. We've got at them. I mean, second half, two or three balls that Nathan's put across there. Oh, wow, just a little nick. You know, three wonderful balls right into the 6-yard box, and we've had nothing on them. So yeah, I think we've deserved the draw and the point today. I think, if I'm being honest, I think we probably could have nicked it. You know, I think we could have nicked it. But as I say, we'll take, you know, coming away from home against a very good side with some very good footballers. I think, you know, that's a great point for us. And as I say, hopefully now we can build on that for the rest of the season.
Danny, we looked far more solid across the midfield today as well. What were your views?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, as Abba and Tom have just spoke about, we set up like that. So, you know, a low block in terms of make sure we keep our shape, let them have the ball. But when it does come into that midfield area, we are going after them to win it back. And when we did win it back, I thought we looked dangerous on the counter-attack. Mm. So I think, you know, you said it before, some of the performances, individuals, especially in the midfield area, I thought were excellent. Dylan, for me, you know, I just said to him there, what a performance that is. Mm-hmm. You know, if he continues to perform like that, we'll do well to keep hold of him for me. So, you know, hopefully we can continue. It's not a win, it's a draw. Let's not forget that as well. It wasn't a perfect performance. It was a good away performance against a good team. We now need to start winning games, and it starts on Saturday at home.
You mentioned those players. Nathan could have scored, won it at the end.
Yeah, definitely. You know what? Even before that, I thought, it's like, you know, Tom just said, some of the balls going in the box, people just getting in the right areas and really busting the gut to get on the end of things. And, you know, it might come off your elbow, your shoulder, your neck. It doesn't matter. You just got to get in them areas with a, you know, sort of like die to get on the end of that ball. And probably, you know, we've asked the players to do a lot of work tonight, and, you know, late on when the balls are coming in the box, they probably can't quite get there. So on another night, I think we could have won the game, definitely. We had, you know, some real good opportunities. Unfortunately, it wasn't quite there tonight, but, you know, before the game, would we have took a point? Definitely.
Yeah.
So, you know, a real positive performance. And like we've all spoke about, we need to now build on this. The lads know that, and hopefully we can kick on and move up that league.
I hope so. Carl, I don't know if you know the result from Newark and Sherwood. I've not heard it yet.
No idea at all.
No, I'm just wondering, no. Will the players that are missing tonight be back for Saturday?
Well, Alex Britton, Jamie Slade will be back. I'm hoping I'll be back. He's had a week, you know, forced layoff with tendonitis. The physio, you know, was quite strict about it. He needed a clear week, so we'll see how he is. Jack Andrews needs a clear breather now. He's just not recovering. And he's playing like he's carrying, and that's admirable from his part, but not good for the team. And we need to let him get right. So certainly Britt, certainly Slay, and possibly Albie. But I tell you now, there'll be no changes to that side. Them lads have just said to the lads in there, we make an agreement. You have our word. We change nothing. And you come back and we start something now. So Albie, Jamie and Alex will be happy for the group, and they'll take their place on the bench, and hopefully be back and take their place on the bench. And I know that they'll be respectful in doing so. And those lads now have got to go and back that up, and no more false dawns, and let's get on with our season now.
Well, it's nice to travel back a distance with a smile on my face.
So. Well, I've got to charge my electric car, so I'm not. At least I'm not going to be sitting for half an hour pondering on a loss. So, yeah.
Okie dokie. Thanks all three of you. Thank you.
Cheers, Ollie.